Part 3, Chapter 7, Shirley. Shirley, not yet Mrs. King, arrives at Peckham School for Boys and Girls. It is her first day as a teacher, and she is dressed smartly. She walks through the empty school and makes a promise to herself. She is not just going to be a good teacher. She is going to be a great one. The kind of teacher who will be remembered for years for helping poor children achieve anything they want in life. Shirley's parents, Winsome and Clovis, are proud of her for going to university and studying history and education. Shirley is the successful one now, not her two older brothers, who were supposed to become football stars, but were not talented enough. Shirley has her dream job and her dream man. Shirley knows she is lucky to have Lennox, and she cannot wait to marry him. When the children finally enter the class, she tries her best to remember their names. She knows how important it is for a teacher to have a good relationship with their students. She is excited to start teaching them and to make history fun for them to learn. She teaches them about Hitler and the terrible things he did, and shows them photographs of black men in America hanging dead from trees. She encourages her students to ask questions and talk about the awful things she shows them. By the end of the school term, her car is filled with gifts and chocolates from her grateful students. The other teachers in her school are not as excited to teach as she is. Shirley sits in the crowded staff room, which is filled with cigarette smoke, and listens to the teachers complain about their students. Shirley is one of the only black teachers at the school, despite there being many black students. One of the teachers, John, is reading a newspaper with a photograph of an angry-looking black teenager staring at him on the front cover. Shirley wishes that John would put it away. The teachers Shirley works with do not understand what it is like to feel personally attacked by the media, or to feel like everyone she passes in the street is judging her because of the colour of her skin. Her mother once told her not to think about things like that. "Don't think that people don't like you because of your race, Shirley." Shirley tries not to, but it is difficult. She remains polite, even to the other teachers in the staff room, like Tina or Roy, who ignore her, or let doors close in her face just as she is about to walk through. Then there is Penelope Halifax, who ignores Shirley whenever she tries to greet her. Everyone is scared of Penelope. One afternoon, after all the students have left the building and the teachers are having a meeting in the staff room, Penelope decides they need to talk about the school's bad exam results. "Half of these kids are so stupid and badly behaved, we should suspend them or just kick them out now," says Penelope. Everyone knows which half she means. Penelope is known for only giving the badly behaved white children detention, while the black students always get suspended. Shirley decides someone needs to speak up. "I disagree, Penelope," she says. "We shouldn't give up on them. We should make things more equal for them. Exams don't mean everything. If we don't help these children, who will?" The room is silent until Penelope speaks. "I've been working as a teacher for the last 15 years, she says, in a voice that sounds tired and almost amused. "I think you need to work for more than 2 terms before you try and argue with someone who actually knows what she's talking about." When Shirley gets home that evening, all she does is complain about Penelope to Lennox. "How could she say that to me in front of everyone?" Shirley asks Lennox. "My job as a teacher is to help students who need it." Lennox listens to her complain as he cooks their dinner. Lennox is a good man, and she knows she is lucky to be able to come home to him. They first met at a party in London, where they danced to Caribbean music. They spent the next few months learning about each other and eventually became a couple. Lennox is smart, handsome, and treats Shirley like his equal. One day, when they own their own home, Shirley knows they will have babies together. Shirley loves Lennox, but she has a life outside of him. She has a group of friends from university who she sees about once every 2 weeks, and she has her best friend, Amma. Shirley and Amma have been friends since school, where they were the only two black girls in their year. Amma came out as a lesbian to Shirley when they were 16. At first, Shirley thought it was quite disgusting, but she never told Amma because she did not want to hurt her feelings. Shirley continued to try her best to help as many students as possible, but it became even more difficult than before when the government changed their education rules. Instead of being able to write reports for each student that focused on their talents and abilities, she had to grade each child against strict rules. The students became stressed, and the new rules took the joy out of teaching for Shirley. Every year, the children behaved worse than the year before. They started to bring in weapons and drugs to school, and Shirley began to worry that one of her more difficult students would shoot her one day on her way home. As time passed, Shirley began to hate her job, and she found herself agreeing with Penelope, especially when new, younger teachers joined the school and tried to make changes. She and Penelope would sit together in the staff room and laugh at the new teachers with their big ideas but no experience, as they tried to make a difference in the lives of their hopeless students. Shirley considered leaving the school and going to work at a private school for girls, but she was afraid of being rejected because she was too old and too bitter. At home, things were still good. Lennox was still a loving husband and was now a father to their daughters, Karen and Rachel. It was hard for Shirley to balance work and her family once the girls were born, but her mother helped them a lot. Shirley's mother thought Lennox was the perfect man, and Shirley agreed. Lennox was a good man who would never do anything to hurt her. He was helpful, too. Once the girls were old enough, Lennox and her mother would take them to the beach on the weekends to give Shirley a break. Shirley would sleep for the whole weekend, grateful for her mother and Lennox's support. Even Amma helped with the girls a few times, but not often. Shirley, on the other hand, always took care of Yaz when she was born. Shirley is on holiday, visiting her retired parents in the Caribbean, where they now live. Shirley likes to visit her mother every summer. She thinks it is good for her to have the family visit, so Winsome can have people to look after. Shirley has 6 weeks ahead of her before she will have to return to the Hellhole High School for Losers, where she will choose a few more students to mentor, as she has done every year since Carol left. Shirley still thinks about Carol quite a lot. Carol, who came from a single-parent family and was a very smart girl, until one day she became friends with three very difficult girls and just stopped trying. Then, one day, Carol came to her to ask for her help. "I want to do better, Mrs. King," Carol told her. "I want to work harder and everything, and go to university and get a good job and stuff." Shirley never found out what it was that made Carol change so suddenly, but it was not important. Shirley took Carol's request seriously and did everything she could to make sure she stayed focused on her studies. It worked, too. Because of Shirley, Carol went to one of the top universities in the world. In the end, Carol's experience reminded Shirley of the reason she went into teaching. She wanted to help change lives. Now, at the beginning of every school year, Shirley chooses a few students to mentor. Nearly all of them go on to study at university, and for the few that do not, they end up getting well-paying jobs straight out of school. Some of them return to the school to thank her for her help, but not Carol. Carol, her first and greatest achievement, has never once come back to school or even phoned Shirley to say thank you. This makes Shirley feel, well, used.